This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Next month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will tell us how much of the income generated by workers' toil actually went to workers in the first quarter of the year. The stat is called the labor share of national income, and as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains, that slice is shrinking.
In 1947, U.S. workers got about two-thirds of the income from their labors.
Now they're getting something that is just a little bit over half, and so they're getting less of the pie.
Erica Groshen used to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now she's at Cornell. She says you can blame the shrinking slice partly on globalization, with some jobs moving out of the U.S.
If a company decides they are going to contract out a lot of their services to workers overseas, it won't be in American workers' compensation, right?
Groshen also cites declining union membership. She says historically, private sector employees in unions have made 10 to 15% more than non-union workers. There's also the issue of technology. Bart Hobain, a senior economist at the Chicago Fed, says the price of automation has fallen.
Then if we can buy equipment cheaper, we might replace people with computers.
He says automation took a bite out of the workers' slice of the pie back in the 1980s, with a big decline from the mid-80s to around 2010. But Hobain says it's important to put all this in perspective. Sure, the size of the slice ending up on workers' plates is shrinking, but he says the overall pie, that is, the U.S. economy, is growing. So workers are getting a smaller slice of a bigger pie.
Purely from a pie point of view, there's birthday parties with big pies. And if you get a smaller piece of the big pie, you're still getting a bigger piece.
As long as the economy is growing. But both Hobain and Erica Groshen think these trends that are eating away at the workers' share are here to stay. They could even pick up, especially as technology continues transforming the workplace. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.